Don't Mess With Me, ein ganz neues Stück von der aktuellen Platte von Brody Doll. Is it Brody Doll?
Yeah, you said it right.
Okay, I'm satisfied.
Perfect.
So, mit 13 hat die Australierin Brody Doll ihre erste Band gegründet. Manche Konzerte konnten nur stattfinden, weil ihre Eltern als Aufpasser dabei sein mussten, weil sie noch so jung war. Mit 15 kam dann der erste Plattenvertrag und mit 16, da stand sie schon mit den Beastie Boys oder auch Sonic Youth auf der Bühne. Um nur mal ganz kurz zu skizzieren, wie diese Frau in jungen Jahren schon Gas gegeben hat. Später ging es dann nach Los Angeles und Brody gründete die Distillers und natürlich lief nicht alles aalglatt, aber Brody hat in der letzten Zeit sehr gut die Kurve gekriegt und zwei tolle Kinder in die Welt gesetzt und jetzt hat sie halt so ein Leben zwischen Waffelpartys und dem Schicksal, eine der tollsten Frauen im Rockgeschäft zu sein. Jetzt sogar mit ihrer ersten eigenen Platte unter ihrem eigenen Namen. Und heute ist sie in Berlin zu Besuch. Am Abend spielt sie im SO 36 und wir freuen uns sehr, dass sie einen kleinen Abstecher in den 5. Stock in die Pfuhlstraße gemacht hat. Welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're happy to have you here. So, do you remember these times when your parents had to attempt your concerts because you were too young?
Yeah, my mom would come.
How was that like?
You know, it's weird. But you're like 14 and you're in a bar, so you know there's no other way in if you don't have your mom tagging along.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, and from back then to now, we are today Julia Hatfield here with Matthew Cause from Not a Surf. And Julia was picking songs. We are doing an Ohrspiel where artists pick their favorite songs over the years.
I did that too,
yeah. Right. And she picked you, one from the Distillers, and she said she's got a beautiful voice, the best in rock. I love Brody Doll.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's so weird. I swear I met her when I was younger. I think she signed my guitar.
Really?
When I was a teenager. I'm pretty sure she came to Melbourne.
She's much older than you then?
Yeah, she's not much, but I think, you know, maybe 10 years.
Mm-hmm. So when did the point come for you to say, now I'm doing my really own album, writing all the songs myself, playing all the instruments myself?
I'm not playing all of them, but I play a lot of them. I was recording the record and just halfway through it kind of accidentally happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By accidentally having also a little child on its way, writing songs, that doesn't sound very easy.
No, it's not easy, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best. I don't know. I have the best of both worlds, you know?
Of course. And we just heard a song which is a little bit about kids. I read Don't Mess With Me. You wrote this one for kids?
Yeah, I wrote it for kids who get bullied.
Mm.
Yeah, so they can stand up for themselves.
Yes. Also Kinder, die öfter gehänselt werden oder geärgert werden, da wollte sie mal hier ein Zeichen setzen und einen schönen Protestsong schreiben. Don't Mess With Me von Brody Doll. Wir wollen gleich mal einen weiteren Song hören. Let's listen to another song of yours, Blood in Gutters. Mm-hmm. What is this one about?
It's about the world, you know, and where we're headed.
Okay, I will press play.
Okay.
Brody Doll mit Blood in Gutters, ein Stück ihrer neuen Platte Diploid Love, die in diesem Monat erscheint, nämlich am letzten Freitag ist das Album rausgekommen. Zurzeit tourt sie durch die Weltgeschichte, heute Abend macht sie Stopp im SO 36 und wird dort für euch aufspielen. Wir wollen euch gleich gerne auch noch auf die Gästeliste setzen. So, when you recorded your new album, that was probably in LA?
Yeah.
In your own studio?
In half in my studio and half in Alan Johannes' studio, 11AD.
Yeah. Do you have at your studio that you're probably splitting with your husband? Is it the whole great studio for all of you, or do you have your Brody Doll studio?
No, it's everybody's studio. It's kind of like a clubhouse, you know, like our friends.
Trash.
Friends come over and they like play, you know? Yeah.
Do you have there some special features? Like when I read about Outkast, that they have a recording studio in a garage, and the guest toilet is the booth for the microphone when someone has to sing.
Oh, it's a great place to sing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And I told Jesse Hughes when he was here a couple of years ago that story, and he said, yes, the best ideas come on the shitter, man.
You told him that, yes. Or he told you that?
Does he speak always this way?
Yeah.
I mean, he's a funny guy. He's like
hilarious.
A machine.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. Mm. He's very smart.
So the people that are with you on stage tonight, what kind of musicians are good friends from back then, you know, or is this a new band with Brody Doll?
Well, Tony Bevilacqua, he he was in the Distillers with me forever, for a long time. And Cosmo, the bass player, we have, we share Geddy Lee from Rush. That's his godfather. Mm-hmm. And Geddy and I are on the same management label.
Yeah.
And, my gosh, I almost forgot my drummer's name. Hayden Scott. Hayden Scott played on my record. He actually played on that song that you just played.
Okay, and yeah. He's here in Berlin tonight as well?
And he's here too. He went out and had fun last night in Berlin.
Uh-huh. Do you know what he did?
I don't want to know.
Did he have a Mai Tai like you?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Definitely.
Do you have special places in Berlin where you go when you come here, or just... No.
We always float. Seem to stay like in this area over mm-hmm. here. Yeah, we stayed. There's that pink hotel over there.
Yes.
Right opposite the wall. When the Distiller stayed there, there was nothing. Like there was no O2 Arena. It was all flat. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, there was nothing around there. So we'd walk over the bridge and go into town. But I just always have stayed there.
Yeah.
I love it on the water.
So how is it being, you know... some would say a rock icon and also a mom with waffles. Is that good to combine? Others sit in the, you know, office all day long, clap, clap, clap on their, you know, computers, and you're having a crazy lifestyle.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. I love waffles. Waffles are good, and I love playing guitar, so.
Yeah. Any diapers still involved, or are you through with the diapers?
No, still diapers.
Yeah.
For me too, sometimes.
Who's for you too?
I'm just joking. Oh, I'm just joking. My son, he's 2.5. He's starting to get potty trained right now.
Yes, he should.
Yeah.
But it's okay. 2.5 is okay.
Yeah.
Do you have someone to help, or are your family who's doing everything on its own?
Josh and I are pretty hands-on, but we have a lady. We've had her for a long time. Anna, she's awesome.
And how long are you on tour right now?
Another week. And then I go home for a little bit, and then I go back out in July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. When you write a great album, you have to go on tour.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to promote it.
Yeah. Do you have to sometimes times when the husband is out of the house and you're only there with the children, then he's only there with the children and you are
that's
in Berlin?
It's mostly me at home.
Yeah.
And he's on tour. But now he's at home. He's very happy.
Okay, so we know, sie hat mich gerade gesagt, also ich habe sie gefragt, was sie gerne isst oder irgendwie waren wir bei, genau, ich habe von meinem Urlaub erzählt und dass ich ziemlich viel gefuttert habe und wir haben über Kohlenhydrate gesprochen. Sie sagt, ja, manchmal isst sie natürlich auch Pommes. You love French fries, as you said, but no bananas. What shall we bring you when we want to make you happy?
Oh, chocolate.
Chocolate?
Yeah.
Chocolate in any form?
Just chocolate, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, chocolate is my favorite.
Do you have a favorite chocolate shop in L.A.?
No. Honestly, American chocolate is not very good.
So you should go shopping here or in Belgium or whatever.
Yeah.
So have fun tonight.
Thank you.
At your show, we want to put the people on the so-called guest list. Das Beste aller Feste, die Gästeliste wird jetzt nochmal schnell bestückt von Flux FM und ihr ruft an 030 2000 9000 030 2000, 9000, heute Abend Brody Dahl im SO36. Sie stellt ihre neue Platte vor, die den Namen Diploid Love trägt. It was a pleasure talking to you.
You too, danke schön.
Sehr gerne. See you soon.
See you soon.